Has modern research solved the Star of Bethlehem mystery? Some fascinating new evidence today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 18th, the 352nd day of the year. And Hollywood director Steven Spielberg has a birthday. Scholars have debated for centuries about the Star of Bethlehem. Was it a comet or perhaps a distant supernova? Well, in recent years, researchers using historical records and computer simulations have a new candidate, Jupiter. Around the year 3 BC, there was a conjunction of Jupiter and the bright star Regulus. As the objects passed, Jupiter entered retrograde motion, meaning it appeared to reverse its direction from east to west. As expert astrologers, the wise men would have taken notice. Interestingly, Jupiter remained in retrograde for about 3 months, the time it would take the journey by camel from Persia to Bethlehem. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.